Welcome to the Timely Beaver. August 26, 2005. Today on the show we have Dave, and this is a two-part episode, so stay tuned. We're going to announce the winner of the contest and so much more. Now, bump it.
I have a nice buzz right now.
What?
I have a very nice buzz right now.
Yeah. All right, show's going.
Okay, do we count down?
We're going to start with that.
All right.
Oh, so Dave, tell me, how has your week been?
It's been awesome, man. I got some good leads. For those who don't know, I'm a pilot, and I'm looking for a good company to work for, and my friend is going to... My friend got my resume in the right hands, and so hopefully I'll be flying for... he's trying to get me into Federal Express as a pilot, but I'm going to pretty much take whatever I get. So I just found out today, and I'm leaving for Miami in a couple weeks for a job fair, and I expect to get some good bites there. So it's been a great week, and right now I just have a great buzz. I had only a couple beers, but man, I feel good. So... But anyways,
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I'm about 10 beers in the hole.
You know what? It's funny because, like, okay, real quick story. I got, last week, Chris's mom had her 50th birthday. So we were playing beer pong, and I got my ping pong ball sunk in my cup at least on one occasion. So I had a chug of Gordon Beers, and I was flying after that. Woo! That was strong because I just don't drink much anymore. So, you know, I just started off with a couple beers, then I pounded this Gordon Beerish, and I was just bouncing off the wall. So, like, that kind of put me in orbit. So right now, like, my tolerance is way down. So I just had two Becks.
Just now. Two Becks?
Yeah. Good beer.
I'm sorry.
Come on, man. Let me talk. I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry, Dave. Go ahead.
All right,
go ahead
and talk. No, but... I had two Becks, and normally, you know, I mean, if I were back in college and a couple Becks would just, you know, that's when you just, you don't feel anything yet. But now that I'm an old fart, it's like two Becks.
Oh, you're not an old fart, man. We all are old farts.
Yeah, we all are old farts. But, man, I have two Becks, and right now I'm in, like, this just, it's a good buzz. Like, you know that when you're just, you're not drunk, but you're not sober.
You're just peeking the crest.
Yes. And if I have one more beer, like, I may start to, like, sound like Homer. You know, just like...
Doh!
But right now, it's just perfect, so... but that's where I'm at. So now let's hear from Ted.
Well, I was totally with Dave there about 7:30 tonight.
Nice.
Me and Emily had a couple beers, and... But then our kitty sitter and her mom, and sorry to disappoint you, Dave, because I know I was talking to you at this point.
Yeah.
They said they were going to be over in 10 minutes, and that's when we started our chat.
Okay.
So I talked to you for a little bit. Door got a knock. It wasn't them, and I disconnected with you. And then after about 20 minutes or half hour... I was like, all right, screw him.
Yeah.
I went back, and I started talking with you, literally. And then I said I had to go again.
Yeah.
Like, 5 minutes after we started up at 8:30. Then it was them. So there was this whole weird... They took much longer than they thought, and it just ended up... discombobulating our night of internet jam sessions. But,
yeah, well,
you know, it's one of those things that happens.
That was coupled by the ineffectiveness of GarageBand too, or our inability to actually get the thing to work. So,
well, like I said earlier to you, I know I've said this to you almost every time we do this. It's one of those things where. You got to get practice at it. It's like its own little program.
Yep.
And you got to understand how things are running around each other. And I still have problems all the time. But usually when I have a problem, I take alternate route 2 or 3 when stuff doesn't work, but I've just had practice, so I know where I'm clicking and I know how to close and open things real quick.
Okay.
So hopefully we, you know, it cuts down on that leg time that we're having.
Okay. Well,
so it's one of those things. I'm just used to it where it's like, oh, it should be working. Crap. Click, close, open, choo, jump, boom, open it again.
Yep. And
it's just one of those things you have to get used to. It is a very picky thing to do.
Yep. That is true, but I mean,
yeah, you're learning that. You're doing exactly, and it's funny because this is only your second time tonight that you're trying it, I believe.
Well, yeah, this is the second time that we've tried. Like last Sunday, we tried to. Actually, we were successful in getting that thing all hooked up, but you know, it's funny because you get back in it, and then the settings aren't right. But last time, everything was just on point. I could hear myself. The equalizer was you know, indicated that it could hear my guitar, it could hear my voice, I could hear your guitar, I could hear your voice, and you know, everything was copacetic. But bam, you know, in just a couple days' time, everything kind of just falls apart. So, but we'll figure it out.
That's exactly how I felt the second or third time.
Yeah,
I tried to do it. It was exactly the. Yeah, I can't explain just how identical I felt.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like, why is this not working? I know this should work this way. I know this should be happening, and it didn't.
Yep.
And I've realized every time I've done it, it never works the way you think it will.
Exactly. But that's life.
Well, that's recording over the internet.
Yep.
So. It's just one of those things.
Yeah, we'll get it, though. Guaranteed.
Yeah. So I want to talk. I'm going to give a brief summary of my week.
Sure.
Tired, dead Ted here. As last Sunday, Emily's grandmother came and visited us. It was a fun time. They went to a wedding. I sat around, I believe, talking to you.
Yeah, that's when we did our jam.
Yeah, did our jam. I think I recorded some music of my own.
Okay.
Anyways, the next day, I got up, I went to work, came home, and when I got home, Emily usually gets home before me, and tonight me and Emily were actually going to do a show, but again, trying to record between 8 and 8:30, we had that whole discrepancy going on of who was at the door talking to you, all that stuff.
Right.
So going back around this, we don't know what happened to one of our cats, Bandit.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure every cat owner knows, you know, being a cat owner, a cat gets in at who knows, God knows what, and you don't know what's wrong with it, but it's damn well sick, or it's, you know.
No, cats are very, they're very independent, self-sufficient creatures.
Exactly. So, we got home from work on Monday, and there was puke all over our floor around the house.
Oh, wonderful.
And we're not talking, you know, five or six spots. We're talking like 12, 15 spots around the house.
Wow.
And one cat is looking obviously ill.
Yeah.
The other cat is looking perfectly fine.
Yeah.
So at which point we deduced this is all from that one cat.
Yeah.
This is not good. And cat owners, please give me your cat recipes, because I've heard somebody say, oh, I at least wait 2 days to 3 days before I take him to the vet. And we, you know, I was like, all right, the cat's not feeling well. It probably got into something it didn't like. It's just regurgitating everything because its stomach's upset.
Right.
During the night, we wake up, and I only got, for the first night, about 4 hours sleep over Monday to Tuesday night.
Yeah.
It was yakking all night long, and it was yakking in the bedroom.
Oh, how's that smell?
Actually, not bad. The worst part was hearing it go... And it's just like,
good
how
Lord.
Can you sleep when you hear that, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, that would kind of freak me out if I were in a sound sleep. Then I woke up hearing some cat puking.
Well, yeah. So, at which point we go, maybe he did get into something serious. So we decided to watch him, and he wasn't eating or drinking anything. And when he ate or drank anything, he regurgitated it.
Right.
So Emily, at her lunch break, came home, and there was blood on the floor.
Oh, wow.
So Tuesday afternoon, I leave work early. We come home, take the cat to the vet. The bandit's at the vet for 5 hours or so.
Yeah.
They probe him, prick him, shoot him full of liquids, do whatever.
Yeah.
They can't find anything wrong with him.
That's scary.
Yeah, at which point they're like, the x-rays show that there's nothing inside his stomach. There's no string tying up his intestines. There's nothing. And we're like, oh my god, what the fuck's going on with our cat? And this cat's only 13 months old.
Yeah.
So we're like, what the hell? His brother's perfectly fine. So we bring him back home after a nice, huge vet bill.
Really?
Yeah, of course. And they're like, if he's still puking excessively, bring him back in tomorrow. We'll shoot him for a Bramamine, something.
Uh-huh.
It whatever makes you glow.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Begins with a B.
I forgot.
But you know what I'm talking about. Bramamine.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So, at which point we're like, all right, we really don't want to do that. We've just wasted enough money on this cat. Let's wait through the night. He's not puking. The vet said he never puked while he was at the vet for like 6-7 hours.
Yeah.
Again, 3 o'clock in the morning. Waking
wow.
us all up all night long. He's puking. And we're like, all right, we're going to have to take him in the morning to the vet. And get, again, another huge vet bill and shoot him full of crap and try to figure out what's wrong. And his brother, his brother from the same litter,
yeah.
is just whacking him. And I'm sure it's because the scent odor was off or something, but he was just, like, smacking his brother around. I'm like, so we had squirt guns and we were shooting his brother all the time. Anytime he raised his paw to his sick brother and... just like, oh, come on. This is like defending the weak cripple.
Yeah.
And we did that, but guess what? In the morning, he was looking okay. And we're like, all right, we don't want to waste the money on a vet bill, call us bad parents or whatever. We waited. We got home Wednesday night. He puked a couple of times after we got home, but there was no marks when we got home from work.
Okay.
No marks over the night.
Yeah.
Thursday morning, he was whacking us in the face with his paw and asking us to pet him and yelling. And this morning, he was chirping and whacking and running around with his brother. So now he's perfectly fine, and we do not know what he got into or what happened to him to make him so damn sick.
I think it was, actually, you know what? If they couldn't find anything at the vet, it's anyone's guess. I mean, why he got sick, but God only knows, you know?
Yeah, exactly. God only knows. He's fine now. That's all that's really important.
Wow, dude. You've had a rough
but
week.
But he lost weight. You can see it in his structure.
It must be, he must have gotten to something. Like, if he ingested poison, then he would have, like, it would have been like a one-shot thing. I mean, like, he would have puked it up, and then maybe he was still in the system, but the thing is, the vet should have found it, so.
But for 2.5 days, that's the scary part.
Yeah.
Like, what the but hell happened okay. to him?
I don't know. Seriously, that's weird. That's really weird, so. I don't know if is he one of the top vets in the area, or what?
Well, they showed us the x-rays, and they talked us through it, and we could see the gas in his intestine. We can see the poop formations. We could see everything. And he was not moving, and we were looking, and it's like, we were looking for something obstructing.
Yeah, but it could be like a virus or bacteria or something.
Well, they took his temperature, and there was no temperature.
Huh.
I mean, the vet was absolutely dumbfounded.
Yeah,
the
that's
vet
weird.
Was like, I can't figure out what is wrong with the cat, and I really apologize. that I'm saying this to you, but I can't find anything wrong with your cat.
Huh.
And I felt bad because they are brothers from the same litter, and I'm like, I don't want one cat and then the other one to die and then have this one cat. It's like,
yeah,
they grew up together. It's like, yeah. But anyways, on to different topics. That's my week, so I'm totally sleep deprived.
All right. Well,
last night was the best night of sleep I ever had. I got a whole 8 hours uninterrupted.
Those are the best.
Yeah, especially after a couple, like four-hour night's sleep in a row. Yeah, a full night's sleep just rocks.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So.
So what's been going on with you, Dave?
Oh, Ted. Well, you know, I mean, last week I've been kind of sleep deprived. Like last Saturday night, when I was down. Actually, Chris's mom and dad. Chris came down with his wife and his baby. From Seattle.
Oh, how's Chris and the baby doing?
They're doing fine. The baby's really
cool.
And
they came down from Seattle?
Yeah, they're actually moving down. They're going to be moving to Salinas. And 2 weeks.
Salinas, California?
Yeah, they're moving back. They sold their house. They're actually going to make a pretty penny off it, but they're going to pay a bunch of bills off, and they'll have, like, they're not going to have, they'll have some money in the bank. It's pretty good, but it's not tremendous, so. But they're going to live in an apartment for a little while, and then kind of get on the feet, and then they're going to try to move into Fort Ord, which is like a little military base that's in Monterey. But that's where they want to end up. So yeah, for the time being, they're just going to stay in a little apartment in Salinas, and I'm like looking for a job. I'm going to help Chris find a job, and Cecilia I think is going to get a job too. So, but anyways, yeah, they came down last Saturday, and it was really cool. Like, I mean, there were tons of people there. You know, his mom just turned 50, so we were definitely. I mean, like, we had to kind of bide our time until Cecilia, his wife, and the baby, her family, went back home. So Chris and I waited, and we started drinking, and then we got in the beer pond, and then I started to get drunk, and Chris started to get drunk, and then we were playing pool and playing ping pong, and they were playing horseshoes earlier in the pitch black, and having a freaking like 10-pound horseshoe coming at you like at, you know, 30 miles an hour. I don't know how fast it is, but that's a scary sight. So we were playing drunk. Actually, neither of us was drunk at that point, but like, you know, if you're playing horseshoes in the pitch black, it's going to scare the crap out of you. So we were sober then, but anyways, what I was getting to is that I was sleep deprived that night because everyone went to bed. Chris and I are always the last ones to go to bed, always the most drunk, always have the most fun, and we're always the first people to wake up. So, you know, it was weird. Like, we were up till 4, and, like, a lot of Chris's parents' friends, like, are totally, I mean, they're, like, they're older. They're, you know, in their 40s, 50s, 60s, or whatever, and they still smoke, you know, they still love to smoke their green. So.
Oh, God bless them.
Yeah, it's funny, though, like, I mean, I'm like, I can't, if, I mean, I want, like, if I get caught smoking weed, then my airline career is over. Chris has to worry about his job, too, so, like, we're totally worried about it. And his parents are like, hey, we're going to light up, or his parents' friends are like, we're going to light up out here. And you see him, like, they have a rolled, fat rolled joint, and you know, I'm just like, all right, I'm going to stand over there. So we're the last ones to go to bed, and these tweakers, these 80-year-old tweakers are out here, you know, not 80, but, like, 50 or 60, and, like, so Chris and I are having a race, and now this is where the drunk part came in. We were trying to build a fort in his backyard, and under Chris's house is just, it's out in the mountains, out in the middle of nowhere. It's pitch black, like on the top of Summit Road in Santa Cruz. And like, so we're trying to build this fort with all these blankets, and then these old stoners are trying to build a tent. They're trying to, you know, get their tent up. So we're having a race. It was like the college-educated, you know, drunk people against the, you know, the high school dropout stoners, you know, having this race, and they beat us. So excuse me. So what we ended up doing is we had our fort up, and but we still put the tent underneath it. So it was a major sleep deprived night, but I mean, I don't, it was probably like 4:30 before we got to bed. I mean, that's a conservative estimate. And I mean, I looked at the clock and woke up, it was like 7:00, 7:15, so like Sunday was rough, Monday was rough, Tuesday was rough, like, it was just like, good lord, you know, I gotta wake up here. So, I can kind of feel your pain there as far as, like, you know, sleep deprivation and stuff. So, that's the way it is. But
that's the way the monkey crumbles.
Yep. So, why don't we shift gears here?
Yeah, let's definitely do that. I think it's time to shift gears from the workaday week into some comedy and slash weirdness.
All right.
So, first off, I'm gonna say I just got the Simpsons season 6 DVD in the mail. I'm a huge Simpsons fan, and I'm sure a lot of you are.
I know.
But they have the great some of the great ones have been coming out. I mean, this is like the first golden era of the Simpsons.
Yep.
But you know, they have like Bart versus Australia. Who shot Mr. Burns? It's just packed full of them. Anyways, one of them had when Sideshow Bob runs for mayor, and I saw this, and the first thing I thought after this one scene was, oh my god, this is from 1994. It totally reminds me of the 2004 United States presidential campaign. And I saw it. I just started busting up. I was like, this is so funny. This is a decade later. It's like, he doesn't know. Flip-flop, coming, going.
Oh, hey-ya, 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 hey-ya.
Hey-ya, hey-ya. Yeah, exactly. And I was just like, oh my god. Sounds like President Bush totally jerking everyone's chains.
Yep.
I mean, what has he done that he promised us so far? We're a year in and I haven't seen shit. You know, it's kind of like one of those things where you just say crap and you never do it. But again, that's what presidential campaigns are all about.
Oh,
exactly. So, anyways, here's the clip. Totally laugh at it. This is the United States in shambles. That's what it is now. Predicted 10 years ago with Sideshow Bob and The Simpsons.
Now, students, I want you to be on your best behavior for this carefully choreographed media event. Now, this means there is to be no wising off, no face-making, and no grass-eating. This means you, Ralph.
Yes, sir.
Hello, children.
Hello, Bart.
Eep.
Young friends, my opponent, Joe Quimby, is confused about your school system. Do you know what he does? He flip-flops. Sometimes he doesn't know whether he's coming or going. He wants to sell your future short.
Bart, we can't let Bob steal the spotlight. We're gonna have to stoop to the lowest common denominator.
I can do that.
Ah, help! I'm being attacked by things.
Uncle Mayor was just saying that us kids are the most important natural resource we have.
More important than coal?
Yes.
That was a big mistake, Bart. No children have ever meddled with the Republican Party and lived to tell about it.
Stay out of Riverdale.
Without a Mayor Quimby, our town would really stink. We wouldn't have a tire yard or a mid-sized roller rink.
We wouldn't have our gallows or a shiny Bigfoot trap.
It's not the mayor's fault that the stadium collapsed.
Quimby, if you were running for mayor, he'd vote for you. Paid for by the Mayor Quimby for Mayor Mayoral Committee.
So as you can see, it's totally a terrible thing. But
I know, it's 10 years before its time.
Oh, so 10 years before its time.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of sad though, Dave?
I don't know, Chad. That's crazy.
So, it's like who copied who.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think everyone pretty much knows where they stand on the president and the war, and
somewhere around here, me and Dave got a little hard nose in the politics about Iraq, and it's not really what the Timely Beaver is about, so I decided to omit that. But I do want to thank Dave for his great comments, his great feedback, putting up with me. I know towards the end it probably was a little difficult, but all in all, I want to thank him and thank all of you for listening.
Also want to give you an update on the where in the world is Willie the Timely Beaver. And let me pull it up here. It is, our winner for that contest was Mabel Kong from Bangkok, Thailand. Thank you, Mabel, for playing along, and hope you enjoy the CDs. They're being sent out to you tomorrow. For the rest of you, I'm going to give you one more shot here for Transmit Radio by Neutron Dawn. First person to email timelybeaver@gmail.com. Just say you want the CDs, and damn it, they're yours. So, yeah, that will do it this week for the Timely Beaver. Thank you all for playing along with the Where in the World's Willie the Timely Beaver. Remember, your audio comments and MP3s are welcome at timelybeaver@gmail.com. Feel free to call us at 206-222-2328. And also, remember to check out timelybeaver.com for all your beaver needs. And tonight we'll leave you with the song by Neutron Dawn. This is Elite Geek. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Why do I did you ever put up with Ted? I can't even put up with him, and I'm stuck in the same damn house as him. My goodness golly. I just gotta say, I don't know whether I'm gonna be coming or going. And thanks again, Mabel, who found me. And man, I can't wait to see some of that wood over there in Thailand. I bet it builds a good dam.